This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. John Kerry may be ahead in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, but the Reverend Al Sharpton is still in it. He's the only New Yorker in the presidential race, but the latest statewide New York poll by Quinnipiac University gives the Reverend less than 10% of the vote. Even black New Yorkers preferred Senator Kerry by about 2-1. Beth Fertig of member station WNYC went to Harlem to find out why.
The tiny restaurant called A Taste of Seafood is smack in the heart of Reverend Al Sharpton's home turf. Located on 125th Street and Madison Avenue, it's just around the corner from the former site of Sharpton's National Action Network.
Two fish dinners, one with rice and mac, both with rice and mac.
But even here, there are no Sharpton for President posters, and few customers waiting in line for the shop's famous fried fish have any plans to vote for the local candidate in the New York primary.
No disrespect to him, you know, he just don't seem like he's the type of person right now to run a country, you know?
That's 27-year-old Keith, a marketing professional who works downtown and didn't want to give his whole name. He's just begun paying attention to politics and says he's hearing a lot about one of the Democrats whose name escapes him now.
He has like a gray sort of afro, like real, you know, like a flat top in a sense, you know?
Some voters on both sides of the counter are leaning toward Kerry, and one woman really likes John Edwards. But while many people in this lunchtime crowd are still undecided about the primary, they're much more focused on the general election. Melvin Alston is a Vietnam veteran who works for the city and is supporting Kerry.
Sharpton is a good man. I like him personally. I think he's got a lot of integrity. I think he's really has a feel for us, and he wants to do things for us. But I don't think he could beat Bush. Okay, and that's the bottom line. I'm one of Democrat and he can beat Bush.
On that point, Harlem voters are no different from most Democrats around the country, which may also explain why they aren't troubled by the recent negative publicity surrounding Sharpton. No one here seems to know or care about reports that his campaign is in debt or that he's getting financial assistance from a Republican strategist. Nor are the voters in Harlem galvanized by the prospect of a black man running for president. Melvin Alston says he's glad Sharpton's forcing other Democrats to pay attention to minorities, but he says this election is nothing like Jesse Jackson's two campaigns for the White House back in the 1980s.
I mean, Jesse is one of a kind. I mean, we all know if Jesse wouldn't have been black, Jesse wouldn't be president right now, okay? We know that. Jesse has charisma. He's a very knowledgeable person, and that's what he was able to. He got a lot of votes, crossover votes. So, you know, he's a different person than Sharpton. Sharpton has a lot, but he's not Jesse.
But what Al Sharpton does have in common with Jesse Jackson is the ability to keep an African-American voice alive at the forefront of the Democratic debate. At a recent rally at a church in Harlem, Sharpton chided his fellow Democrats for not paying enough attention to urban issues like police brutality.
And the reason they would like to see people like me out of the race is they want to not have to address us, but I'm not going nowhere and neither are you.
For some Democrats, that's reason enough to stand by Sharpton. As she waits for her lunch, retired schoolteacher Bessie Harrington says she'll probably vote for Sharpton in the New York primary. She also supported him in other electoral races.
I respect him because he takes the initiative to go after situations that no one else would touch.
But Harrington says she's also a realist. So when this election is over, she hopes Sharpton will lead a new, long-term campaign for the issues he cares about. For Day to Day, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.